Totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, or now that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
This is a song. Somebody asked me to write a song for a football themed thing, and I wrote this song and then worked it up a bit more. It's one of those things where people ask you to write, do a song for a compilation, and then 5 years later, they've managed to get the Bob and McGee's to be on as well. Ain't that the truth? And so anyway, so this is something that I wrote. This is all true. This is all true from start to finish. And it's part of many stories which I can bore you with at leisure later, if you'd like. And this song is called In the North Stand. In the 1970s, my granddad would come round on occasional Saturdays and take me to the football ground. We'd watch the posh and we'd go to London Road. Well, I was only little, so I never even thought that this was anything to do with my parents' divorce. But looking back upon it now, I think I know he was sharing a lot more than a packet of polos in the North Stand with my granddad in the North Stand. Now London Road's the only place that has remained the same since those distant days when we would watch Trevor Quoad play. And every time I go there now, smell the grass and hear the noise, I see that patch of wall that I'd be sat on as a boy in the North Stand with my granddad in the North Stand. So next time you see a football fan getting all sentimental, don't judge him too harshly. Be gentle, cause though he may appear to be rowdy, rude and awful, a part of him is probably still sitting on a wall in the North Stand with his granddad. I'm going to finish with a song. This is another new song, but I would say I know it, but I've got it written on the side of my guitar just here, because it's a song about being middle-aged. But I wrote a song about being middle-aged. This may surprise you, but I am actually in my very late 20s now, and have been for quite a while. And this song, it has a serious motive, this song. It's about, I keep reading these lists in, like, you know, magazines, and when I say magazines, I of course mean the Guardian Weekend magazine, because that's the only thing I ever read on the loo. Where they're saying, like, oh, here are 20 things you should do before you're 30. This song is called 20 Things to Do Before You're 30, and it's always stupid things that you should in no way. It's like going, travel around the world, write a novel. And it's like going, well, you can do those when you're my age, and probably better, because then you can afford to travel around the world and maybe stay in the odd Ibis. What it should say, here are 20 things to do before you're 30, you should be just like, get pissed a lot, have some drugs, just things that you won't be able to do when you get to my age. You're like, oh, I don't really want to have loads of drugs because then I'll be a bit poorly. So that's what this song is about, and it is called 20 Things to Do Before You're 30. learn another language, do a bungee jump, sort out your pension and love like nobody's ever loved. Swim with dolphins, have a business of your own. Write a novel, climb Mount Kilimanjaro. If you're under 30, lucky you. But I'd suggest your time's best spent not trying to improve. With 20 things to do before you're 30, what a crock of shit. 20 things to do before you're 30, here's a better bucket list. Smoke bananas, fall asleep on a train. Get so drunk that you hallucinate. Go out with someone awful, be friends with gits. Shave your hair, dye your head and go for lunch and come back pissed. Go to house parties, get into debt. Use laxatives to try and lose weight, smoke cigarettes in bed. 20 things to do before you're 30, this is not a plan. 20 things to do before you're 30, options not demand. Experiment with chili sauce, grow a beard, wear a long black leather jacket and pretend that you are weird. Set fire to the oven, forget to do Christmas cards. Drink cocktails, go to laundrettes and pay for milk with a credit card. When you're well past 30 and you look back, you don't want to be thinking how cool you were. You want to think, God, what a swag. 20 things to do before you're 30. 20 things to do before you're 30. This is not advice. 20 things to do before you're 30. Because in later life, you'll be busy eating shortbread and collecting Allen keys. If you're wide awake at 4 a.m, you'll be going for a wee. You'll live in mortal fear of having to buy shoes. If you're seeing something at 10 p.m, it'll be the news. But whatever happens, you can relax, safe in the knowledge that you don't have to do any of the crap. Of 20 things to do before you're 30, no thanks, you're all right. 20 things to do before you're 30 no longer apply. I say we're going to have Mr. Danny Ransom was going to be playing for his next, but as he's poorly, so I've taken somebody off the subs desk.
Bench.
I have a subs desk.
It sounds more like journalism newspaper.
I have a subs bench, of which is left. Happened to turn up today with a left-handed guitar. That's all good. Is. I just rolled up with a guitar just in case that happens. And lo and behold, opportunity has knocked. The chairs have turned round, and Cheryl Cole has smiled. Next up, please welcome to the stage, Mr. Tim Evelyn.
So I'm not nervous at all, honest. So this is a bit more rhythmical than this, okay? The other thing I'm going to do is there's no microphone, but I'm putting this, my head down, singing this way. So if you don't hear it at the back, sorry. It's a bit more like that, but I'm worried about hitting the strings that haven't got a capo on. Together in sympathy, fall like lovers in a dance. We fit together like a jigsaw, and you are perfect as you are, perfect as you are. I have have touched you everywhere. We have spoken in the dark. We have talked about so many things. And you are perfect as you are. Perfect as you are. We fit together like a jigsaw. We fall like lovers in a dance. We move together in sympathy. And you are perfect as you are. Perfect as you are. The skies are light with bombers, and the truth is withheld from us. And I don't know what to believe. The train is at the station, and the soldiers keep us safe from everything that would destroy us. Above me, below me, around me, surround me. 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 Above me, below me. In the dark, your mouth leaves its mark. Your eyes burn through my soul. Our lives take their toll. The beat of your heart, a light in the dark. And when hear you laugh, I'm tongue-tied. A word from your lips, movement in your hips, a surprise to stay with me. The
will set us free. The beat of your heart, a light in the dark. And when I hear you laugh, I'm tongue-tied. Our final act for the second half. It's a gentleman I've been wanting to get down to that London for many a moon, because he's quite good. Well, he's been described as a bit like me, and that's the kind of thing I like. Mostly, but people say it's a bit like you, isn't it? Yeah, it is, but better. Please welcome to the stage a young man. He'll bring us delight, he'll bring us observation, he'll bring us filth, and he'll bring us ukulele. Please welcome to the stage Mr. David Leach.
So far this evening, we've had a lost voice, we've had a broken string, and Muggins here left his capo at home because I came straight from work. This song normally requires a capo, and I've managed to leave one in. I don't often use it. I've left one in Sheffield, other Rutland. Will you mind? It'd be really handy if you could. It was £14 because the ukulele ones are like really expensive. And then I left one in Leeds as well. I'm so forgetful.
Charlotte will get that one for
me. Yeah, so this is going to be a little bit lower, and let's hope I can sing it. Basically, in Bristol, it's full of Trustafarians, which are like, imagine, come in here and sit down. Where's Carrie and Fiona?
Are they having a wait? In the loop, I think.
Right. So it's full of Trustafarians, and they always have all these issues, you know, they... People seem to like to buy things that are obsolete and then complain about them in a way that makes them seem cool. Granted, I play ukulele, which again is kind of obsolete, and I knit, which again is obsolete, and I complain about it, and thus I'm making a joke about myself, and I'm making a joke about everyone in this room, I imagine. It's called Hipster Problems. And if Apple have forced you two onto your iTunes today, you'll understand what I mean.
Isabel is quite upset. Her vintage Walkman chewed up her cassette. She was on her way to Luton, decided to keep her headphones on. All alone in the carriage, nursing a headache and a cup of tea. Deprived of DIY bootlegs, thwarted by 80s technology. Hipster problems are getting me down. Tweet a hashtag with the frown. Maybe life will feel more complete when all that I own becomes obsolete. Sebastian is a dissenter, wore his flip-flops in the call centre. His supervisor Julie just couldn't hack the smell. She didn't mind his moustache, always waxed meticulously. When she saw his toe ring, she started to retch violently. Hipster problems are getting me down. Tweet a hashtag with the frown. Tried to stay calm and go with the flow. Say all was much better 10 years ago. Francis is so excited about the rave in the woods. She's got some oat drink from Tesco. She's got her SLR. All afternoon she's wasted. Dances to sidetracks with some strangers. Someone nicks a Soviet jacket. It costs £200. Hipster problems are getting me down. Tweet a hashtag with the frown. Maybe life will feel more complete when all that I own becomes obsolete. Henry's all sentimental. Good. friend's old life journal. The last entry's from 2004. It's about new metal. He preferred ska punk covers. He's so glad they're star-crossed lovers. She got mad when he told her. She thought he'd kind of stalked her. Hipster problems are getting me down. Tweets a hashtag with the frown. Tried to stay calm and go with the flow. Say it all was much better 10 years ago. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah,
once upon a time, I lived in a city called Manchester, and my mate Tom put on this monthly night in Manchester. He invited his mum as well, which is a bit weird. And he came dressed like a mum, which essentially meant a hole in some like 90s curtains, and like a, you know, like this around his waist. His mum looked so much better than he did, which makes me wonder what he thinks of it, to be honest. If I was dressing like my mum, I'd wear something pretty cool, you know, especially if my mum was coming. So he put on this whole monthly night, and it was like, there was this Mum Olympics. If you've heard the story before, I'm sorry, but there was this Mum Olympics where you had to like make a packed lunch really quickly, and then tell off a child like in the most abhorrent way that you could think possible to make the child cry. The child was Tom's girlfriend, which is a bit weird. But the best bit was, it was bingo at the end. So I had a brilliant time. But I thought I'm gonna like write a song about mums for Tom. And because I didn't have much time, I appropriated some chords from George Formby, who is the Led Zeppelin of ukulele. it's true. He's really hard to play. That's why I don't do many of his songs, because they're really hard. But this is a song about mums, and this one's for Dan. Dan's mum, because Dan can't sing, and his mum's not here to help him. I know a girl who'll make me sandwiches for the train. She's always got a brolic just in case it starts to rain. I got a secret that's between me and you. I couldn't change it if I tried. But when I see her hoovering up a living room, I just can't believe my eyes. 'Cause I'm as happy as I can be. I've fallen in love with your mum, you see. I haven't told her, she hasn't told me, but we know it all the same. Friday night on a sexy, oh what fun they're going to be. I haven't told her, she hasn't told me, but we know it all the same. She's a classy lady, martini and smokes silk cuts. In the kitchen she's a goddess, and in the bedroom she's a dirty. I got a secret that's between me and you. I couldn't change it if I tried. When I see her loading up a dishwasher, oh, I just can't believe my eyes. 'Cause I'm as happy as I can be. I've fallen in love with your mum, you see. I haven't told her, she hasn't told me, but we know it all the same. Sat round the table having our tea, I might reach over and touch her knee. I haven't told her, she hasn't told me, but we know it all the same. She still calls me Mister, but she won't, I know she won't, after I've kissed her. 'Cause I've got an idea, soon there'll be another branch of your family tree. She hasn't told me, but we know it all the same. Thank you. This is my penultimate song. It is my teen spirit. It's the one that everyone likes. It's a love song. And maybe you know who I'm singing about. Maybe you don't. But yeah. Look at you all in your wallets. Look at me, don't give me money.
We're notes so far.
Hey, that's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
love his thin brown hair. I love his cheeky smile. I used to catch him in the morning about 9:30. I've not seen him for a while. Now I just haven't got the time. He likes blue shirts and emus. That's just his style. Some people call him the son of Satan. I call him Jeremy Kyle. Jeremy Kyle. You might think there's better things to sing about. There's a million songs about Jesus and they've still not run out. I think I like him best when he sat on the floor, pretending to empathise with the destitute and poor. He likes doorknobs and Sudoku. He's really quite benign. Some people call it car crash telly. I call it Jeremy Kyle. Jeremy Kyle. He's a guilty pleasure and he's best enjoyed with a can of gin and tonic when you're unemployed. I also really like it when he points and shouts. We'll all find out who's lying when the test results are out. He likes Starbucks, not Nero's. He thinks Costa is vile. Some people think he's a representation of a failure in society. Think about that. I call him Jeremy Kyle. Jeremy Kyle.
Thank you.
So this is my final song. I did a night once with a mutual friend of ours called Pete Green, and another lovely fellow from Bristol called Lonely Tourist. And both of them had songs about football. And now you have a song about football as well. So I wrote a song about football too, because I had a think about why I didn't like football. And I thought, well, maybe it's because, you know, I like men. And I was like, well, no, because there's lots of men on football. So it can't be that. So I sort of really dug down. I remembered that every time there's been an opportunity for me to sort of get into football and enjoy it, it's always gone a bit sour. And I'm from a town called Accrington. Well, you never guess what the chorus of this song is. And you never guess who's going to sing along with me. I'm looking at you guys. So the song is called... Can you
Who
guess?
Are they?
Exactly.
Exactly.
My history in football is intricate and long. I thought I'd be like Ian Wright and sing you all a song. My dad was a director at our local team. He loved it cause non-league football was kind of a dream. He said the conference is about sportsmanship, nothing like the Premiership. The team lost all their money, so he lost his job. I guess that money is the key if you want to play professionally. So we lost our house, but I kept my civic pride. Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? Oh, Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly?
Oh, that's very good. You might think my dislike stems from my sexuality. It doesn't, cause my ex supports the Wolves religiously. Each Saturday was filled with joy but mostly misery. I'm just so glad he doesn't follow Coventry City. I used to work behind the bar at Blackburn Rovers Ewood Park. They paid pretty badly, so I left the job. This is all true, by the way. I worked at Burnley in Turf Moor, dropped Alistair Campbell's lunch on the floor. He got pretty angry, so I lost my job. Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? Oh, Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? Remember where you were during Euro 96? England versus Germany on June the 26th. Southgate's awful penalty, the England squad in green. I remember it because it ruined my birthday. Oh. 11.
They said that football's coming home. My friends and family all went home. I spent my birthday on my own. I had to freeze the cake. It's football all about drinking, transfer fees and gambling. I don't really care, cause I kept my civic pride. Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly? You guys? Oh,
Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly?
One more time, but with feeling.
Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly?
And then come on.
Accrington Stanley, who are they exactly?
Oh, thank you very much. Bye, my friends.
And that was Totally Acoustic, a lovely evening. We were meant to have Daniel and Norbert Dentersangle playing at that gig, but Daniel had a virus and couldn't speak, let alone sing, so we're hoping to get them back in the new year. Meanwhile, this year, our next show is on Thursday the 9th of October, back at the King and Queen, when we've got the Mini Skips and Winston Echo. Show starts about 7 o'clock, should be over about half past 9, and then we'll have a beer. But there's all the details, if you fancy coming along, are on our website, which is www.totallyacoustic.com. I think that's about that. So yeah, thanks if you came, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.